Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to go over why you should use a leaf canister if you have a suction side cleaner connected to your pool and the benefits of having a leaf canister. And I'll go over some reasons why using a suction side cleaner without one is a bad idea. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. In my area, the suction side pool cleaner is the most popular type of cleaner just because of the debris that we have in our pools here in Southern California. We don't get a lot of large leaf debris in most cases. It's mainly dirt and smaller leaf debris. So the suction side cleaner is perfect because it'll use the pool's existing filter and pump to operate. So basically how the suction side cleaner is connected to your pool, it'll either go into the skimmer, or if you have a newer pool, the builder will have put in a vacuum port side port, and you would connect the cleaner to that. So to give you a really good correlation, a suction side cleaner is like having your manual pool vacuum and hose hooked up to your pool all the time and working 6 to 8 hours a day cleaning your pool constantly. So what this means is that all the debris in the bottom will be picked up by the cleaner, and there are various manufacturers. You have Hayward, Pentair, and Jandy, and plenty of off-brand companies that make a suction side cleaner. So with the suction side cleaner working in the pool, it'll be picking up stuff constantly. This will go directly through the plumbing into the pump basket of your pool. And if you don't have a canister, and what's going to happen is that as the pump basket starts to get filled up, or even if the pump basket gets some debris stuck right at the back end of the basket where the impeller is at, you're going to start losing suction to your pool, which means that the cleaner is going to move a lot slower, and in some cases it'll stop moving altogether. So a lot of user error when you're dealing with a suction side cleaner is the fact that you don't have a canister and the pump basket is getting clogged up. This will affect, of course, the operation of the cleaner. As the pump basket starts to get really clogged with debris, the cleaner will not move anymore, and you're going to think there's something wrong with the cleaner. You're going to return it to the store, but it's actually the fact you're using it without a canister, and that's why it's stopping all the time. Another thing that could happen is that large debris or even some rocks may get sucked up by the cleaner, and then they'll find their way lodged into a 90-degree elbow in your plumbing or in the Jandy valve, and so you have to blow out the line to get it unclogged. And this happens quite often to where the suction side cleaner will pick up some debris or rocks or something large. It'll actually clog the plumbing of the pool, stopping the pool from running entirely and causing some equipment damage in some cases. So I think a leaf canister is an essential item that you're going to need when you buy an automatic cleaner. Sometimes if you buy one in the summertime, the pool stores will actually offer a canister with the purchase for free. This happens once in a while. It's a good idea for the manufacturer to actually have a white glove cleaner unit. What I would consider that is a suction side cleaner with a canister in the box already. To me, that's a no-brainer, but no manufacturer has done that yet. It would be a great option to buy an MX6 Elite with a canister. I know that Zodiac was giving away a free leaf canister this past summer, but why not just make it and include it in the box with the cleaners? And I think that would be a great upgrade for the manufacturers. It would save a lot of returns going back because there's a canister in the box already, and customers will be able to use the manufacturer canister with the cleaner. So let me recommend a few canisters for your automatic cleaner. I would say that the Hayward canisters are the most popular. I like the Hayward W530. It has a mesh bag in there, so it'll trap even small particle debris. It's a larger canister. They've actually improved a lot with the handle on top. Used to be the handle would break off pretty easily. You can still break off the handle on top, but it takes a little more effort to break it off. It'll still function perfectly fine without the handle. It just makes it awkward removing it from the pool. So just be aware that the Hayward W530 handle is not the greatest part of the canister. Also, the lid can be hard to remove as the O-ring stretches and expands. A little trick that I like to do is I take the O-ring off the lid, I put it inside the canister, then I put the lid on top, and then I tighten that nut really tight on the canister so no air gets in there. And when you take off the canister to empty it, it pops right out, no problem. You just got to make sure that the O-ring is on there with no debris sitting on the mesh bag on top of it, and then you put the canister on top. I have a YouTube video where I go over the canister and I show you this trick in that video. And then next would be the Hayward W560, which is their smaller canister. There's no handle on it. It's a smaller canister and it uses a plastic insert versus the fine mesh bag of the W530. The drawback with the plastic insert is that small debris will actually get through that insert into the pump basket, kind of defeating the whole purpose of the canister. However, if you don't have really fine particle debris like St. Augustine grass or other kind of plant matter that will go through little holes, because the holes in the canister in the plastic insert are fairly large. So like I said, St. Augustine grass will pass right through it in most cases, as well as other type of small debris like that. But it traps most everything, larger leaves. So if you mainly have dirt and maybe some larger leaves, the W560 is a good canister for you. The only thing I don't like, and I don't know why Hayward did this, and I actually called them on this, they changed the plastic insert to a black color. Now, black is probably the worst color you can use in the pool because you can't see inside the canister with the black insert. So I have to actually take it apart all the time now to see if there's debris in there because I can't see if there's debris. The light gray color was actually perfect because you can actually look in the canister and see that it was filling up with debris because the light gray is a good contrast with the debris in the canister. But with the black insert, I can't tell if there's debris in there or not, which to me eliminates this canister from my list. I haven't bought one since they changed it to the black insert because I can't tell if it's empty or if it's full. So I've just taken the Hayward W560 off my list. And to begin with, the plastic insert let some debris through, so it wasn't as good as the W530, which is a little more expensive, but definitely worth the extra money because you get the mesh bag. And the mesh bag is a blue color, and you can actually see through the bag and see if there's debris in there. So it's definitely a bonus. And Hayward needs to change the W560 insert back to the light gray color as soon as they can. One interesting thing about the canisters are they are almost manufacturer specific. So for instance, the Hayward cleaners come with hoses with one male and one female end. And so if you're using the Hayward canister, you'll have no problem using the Hayward canister with the Navigator, the pool cleaner, the Aquanaut. Those cleaners work great with the Hayward canister because you have the hoses with the female and male end. Now the Pentair makes a leaf trap, which is the R211084, and this particular canister is pretty much designed for the Creepy Crawly, Rebel, the Pentair suction cleaners, because the Pentair cleaners come with one female, the female hose. When you're talking about pool hoses, the female end is the end with the cuff on it, and the male end is the end that you insert into the hose. You can get the idea of why they have one end female, one end male. So the Pentair hoses come with one female, the female hose, so that you can actually use it with the Pentair leaf trap because the front of that leaf trap is tapered to fit a female end of the hose and not the male end of the hose like the Hayward canisters would fit. You can still use a Hayward canister with the Creepy Crawly. You'll just have to use only the male end in the canister and not use the female hose. So you lose actually one hose if you're going to use the Hayward canister with the Pentair cleaner. However, you can get the Pentair hose connector to put in there, and you can use the female end also. Kind of confusing, but the Pentair leaf trap does come with a, should come still with a 3-inch adapter, so you can actually use it with other cleaners. So it has a 3-inch female-to-female adapter, so you can use it with the Hayward cleaner, no problem. And the Pentair leaf trap also comes with a 3-foot hose. If you're going to use the leaf trap for service, there's a really nice three-foot hose in there that looks just like your manual vacuum hose with two female ends, so it's really convenient to have that. If you have a side port, you can't use that hose, of course, because it won't fit into the side port, so that hose is pretty much useless if you're connecting a Pentair canister leaf trap to a side port. So there are some drawbacks also with the latch on the leaf trap. It tends to wear out. The O-ring tends to stretch just like in the Hayward canister. And when it does that, you can't get the lid closed on the leaf trap. A lot of times you're going to break that little clip. Fortunately, Pentair knows this is going to happen. So they sell a kit with the latch and with the O-ring so that you can replace that and keep the leaf canister. They also sell a lid if you happen to crack the hinge on the lid, which I've done a couple times. So you can get the lid and also the latch kit, and you can replace that part very easily on the Pentair leaf trap. So the latch kit is actually pretty affordable. It comes with the O-ring plus the latch, and it's the R211600. Again, that's the R211600. So if you have a Pentair leaf trap and you break your latch, you could definitely easily replace that with the new O-ring. It's like $7 or $8 online or at your pool store. So I always have a spare one in my truck in case I break my leaf trap. So the other drawback with the Pentair leaf trap is the fact that the plastic they use, for some reason, really fades really quickly in the pool. So within 6 months or a year, you won't be able to see inside the canister because the plastic has clouded up. I'm not sure why Pentair hasn't changed their plastic to a more durable or different quality or type, like the Hayward canister or the Zodiac canister. But for whatever reason, the Pentair leaf trap, the plastic will get fogged up from the sun. I'm hitting it. It's not UV resistant. And in that case, you can't see if there's debris in there or not. So you have to take the leaf trap out of the pool when this happens and check the basket inside there, or the bag inside there. And it does come with a fine mesh bag like the Hayward canister. So it's really good for particle debris. I guess I should have mentioned that earlier. The fine mesh bag is good for particle debris as well as bugs and things like that. Nothing really gets through that fine mesh bag. So that's a great benefit of that canister. It becomes annoying that you can't see if it's clean or dirty after it's been in the pool for over a year because the sun UV rate does fade it. I'm going to pause here for today, and I'll continue tomorrow in another podcast talking about the leaf canisters, and I'll go over the other canisters in more detail on a separate podcast. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And if you are a homeowner taking care of your own pool and you need some help with your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. You can find helpful web pages there, as well as an ebook for $9.99. And if you do service for a living and you need help with your business, or if you're wanting to grow and expand, I offer a coaching program, and for $10 a month, you can text me in real time, or for $20 a month, you can call me, and you can ask me questions while you're out there in the field about problems you're having, the business aspect of it, and there's also other great benefits of the program, including discounts with your liability insurance, 10% off your monthly rate with SPPA, as well as other discounts for manufacturers. You can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer. /poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.